This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. So glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on godly discipline. Praise the Lord. It's so important that we are disciplined people. And, you know, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, temperance, and self-control. You know, there is no self-control where there is no discipline. And so, you know, one leads to the other, really. Galatians 6 and verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And so, sowing and reaping is a very real part of life. It's an eternal principle, I believe, the Lord has instituted in his word. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, cold and heat shall not cease, says in the book of Genesis. Unfortunately, many times when it comes to our words, we're not as mindful of the power of our words as we should be. And this is unfortunate because, you know, many divorces are rooted in harsh words. Many times our kids are hurt by harsh words or by criticism. You see, there is negative and positive power in words. Deuteronomy 13:19. This day I call the heavens and earth as witnesses against you that I've set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. And, you know, I think it's also unfortunate because we often do marriage counseling with couples that are getting married and even maybe couples that have hit a tough patch. And it's very rewarding, but, you know, generally you're just saying the same things over and over again to people that maybe they've ignored or they've forgotten. You know, it's unfortunate, I think, that when we think of communication, we immediately think of speaking. But do you know that a large degree of communication is actually through body language, through your posture, through the tone of your voice? And a large part of communication actually is neglected in that very, very vital part of communication is listening. And unfortunately, our generation is not very good at listening at times. You know, everybody wants to say their piece and speak their truth and et cetera, et cetera. But too many times people are talking at each other, not with each other. And so this is the problem. We can speak words in anger that we later regret, but we can't take them back. And there's terrible destructive power in our tongues. This is why we need to develop discipline over the words that we speak. That includes saying bad words. You know, maybe you curse when you're frustrated. But did you know that you're releasing a curse when you curse? Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And so we need to be very, very conscious of the words that we're speaking, because the words we're speaking are creating an environment. And unfortunately, they're creating the wrong environment. And so if we can be disciplined enough to control our tongue, it's amazing the difference it will make, because Proverbs 19:11, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. The NLV, sensible people control their temper. They earn respect by overlooking wrongs. And, you know, sometimes you have to be the bigger person and just overlook the offense and ignore the insult. And I'm not talking about becoming a doormat, but I am talking about having the wisdom to know the difference between, as the book of Ecclesiastes 3:7 says, there's the time to be silent and the time to speak. It's important that you have the wisdom to know the difference. And because there's a time to just shut up and just, you know what, sometimes, like I said, you have to be the bigger person. Because if you take every opportunity you have, is offered to you to get into strife, to get into arguments, to get into bickering, and particularly in marriage, because there will be times when your spouse inadvertently steps on your toes, and a lot of times they mightn't even realize they've done that, you know. And so it's learning to not react in the flesh. It's learning to not explode and speak harsh words, particularly words that you regret. Because, you know, many marriages die not from one big betrayal, but because it's death by a thousand cuts, death by a thousand cynical, critical comments that end up over time just killing that relationship. So again, we need to be disciplined in our words. And that means we need to be intentional about speaking life. You know, again, Deuteronomy 13:19, choose life so that you and your children may live. And I think it's interesting. It's not just you, it's your children, because your children are affected by the words that you speak. And so you can be speaking negativity. You can be speaking over their destiny by saying, well, you know, you're not very academic, you're not very smart, you're not very pretty, whatever people say. Sometimes people say the craziest things to their children. It's so important that we create an environment of encouragement. Oh, you're just like your father. Are you just this? Are you just that? Are you just... So many times we put labels on our kids. And I appreciate, you know, it's sometimes we're speaking out of frustration. We're speaking because we're tired, because we're frustrated. We're just at the end of our rope. But it's important that we have the discipline to know when to just put a lid on it and just let it go. And Ephesians 4:29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but what is useful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And the NLV is quite explicit in that it says, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Isn't that amazing that our words can be an encouragement? Our words can lift people rather than drag them down. The English Standard, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Another area where we need to be disciplined is in our actions, because actions lead to habits, which lead to a lifestyle, which lead to a destiny. This is what people don't necessarily understand, is that, you know, they just see it as a one-off action. They don't see it as part of a larger pattern or part of something that can end up, you know, leading to a further action, which becomes a habit, which becomes a lifestyle, which can eventually become a destiny. And that that can be a tragic thing to behold, because some people, it's, you know, a long, slow walk towards destruction. And if only they had the discipline to step back from the edge further back, things would never have escalated to the point where they are now. And, you know, Proverbs chapter 7, my son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live. Keep my laws, the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers and write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin, that they may keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. And so, if you don't value wisdom and understanding, you can end up in immorality. You can end up in a scandal. You can end up, you know, I'm mindful of the Japanese proverb that says the reputation of 1,000 years may be destroyed by the actions of 1 hour. You know, this is the thing, something that has taken you a long time to build can be lost in one moment of weakness or one moment where you don't have discipline. For at the window of my house, I looked through my lattice and saw among the simple, I perceived among the youths, a young man devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner, and he took the path to her house in the twilight in the evening, in the black and dark night. There a woman met him with the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet would not stay at home. At times she was outside, at times in the open square, lurking in every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face she said to him, I have peace offerings with me. Today I have paid my vows. So I have come out to meet you diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. And, you know, this is the problem with, you know, this man. Just firstly, he's in the vicinity, then he's on the street, and then he's in the arms of somebody that's really going to take him down a pathway towards destruction. And this is why, again, you know, our actions have consequences. And this is why we need to have wisdom. We need to guard our hearts, as it says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, guard your heart. And we must guard our hearts, and we must be discerning about our actions and associations. And so, you know, again, I believe as you're listening to these teachings on a daily basis, that's part of an action that's going to help you. It's going to help build up the wall. It's going to help you to develop discipline. It's going to build your faith and going to help you to become the man or woman of God He's called you to be. And so, again, I hope you can join us tomorrow as we continue our series on godly discipline, because, you know, we need to be disciplined men and women for us to run our race and to fulfill our call and to do the will of our Master. For the time is short and the need is great. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.